In Pittsburgh, they call me the Green Man. At night, drive down Piney Fork Road in South Park and stop at the abandoned salt tunnel. It's the one with the concrete slabs strewn with graffiti and the arch that looms above piles of salt that leads into shadow. Now turn your headlights off. Tap the car horn and wait for me to appear. Some say I emerge from the tunnel, my skin glowing green from the electrical accident that I suffered as a boy. Others say that I press my head against their car window, a faceless specter with a jagged bone instead of a nose and skin where eyes should be. That's how most folks remember me, but I'm telling you, I was a real man. In 1910, I was born Raymond Robertson in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. My father worked in the sand quarries and my mother stayed home. I don't remember my father much. He died when I was 7, so my mother married Uncle Orrin. My 6 siblings and I liked to play in the woods near our house and with all the neighborhood kids. When I was 8 years old, the accident happened. It was a June day when the neighborhood boys and I were on our way to the swimming hole. While we walked through the woods, we passed over the Marotta Bridge, a long, narrow path over Wallace Creek in Pittsburgh. Trolleys would pass and shake the wooden slats. But there were no trolleys that day. There were no sidewalks or side rails either, just tall poles that held electric wires at the top. It was a 3-story drop from the bridge into the water below. The boys were getting rowdy on the bridge, and we started playing truth or dare. My friend, Willie Petrovich, said,
"Right, I dare you to get the eggs out of that bird's nest up there, right near the pile of leaves and twigs on the top of that pole. It's just above the buzzy electric wire."
The other boys cheered me on as I shimmed up the pole. It wasn't too hard because my body was so light. The last thing I saw was my hand reaching for the nets. The clouds spinning in the sky, the thick electric wire coming closer, and the horizon swirling into a rush of color. I woke up in a hospital bed. My whole torso was scorched. I lost my left forearm. My nose was a jagged hole, and my mouth was sunken in. My chin was a bulbous mound, but I couldn't see any of it because my eyes were gone. Later, the doctors would sew skin over my face. When it healed, I would pass my right hand over my eyes and marvel that I would never be able to cry again. I don't want to sound all self-pitying, though. I got used to things pretty quickly. I lived with my family through my adulthood. During the day, I liked to listen to the radio, make leather crafts, play brainy teaser puzzles, and hike through the woods. At night, I went for walks along Route 351. My family hated my walks because some people would beat me up and I even got hit by a car a few times. If I heard a car coming, I turned my face away so that I wouldn't scare them. But if I heard the same car coming twice, I turned my face toward them because I realized that they wanted to see me. Still, I made some great friends around here. We hung out a lot, drinking Budweiser, smoking cigarettes, and eating cheeseburgers. A lot of people said they were surprised at how nice and polite I was. A lot of people were scared of me, and others came from as far away as Chicago just to look at me, calling me Charlie No Face. I got used to my injuries, but I'm still surprised that people turned me into an urban legend. What is it about facial injuries that makes people so scared and curious? Maybe it's because they've just never seen a faceless person before. When you think of your friend, the first thing you think of is his face, his eyes, nose, and mouth. But if someone doesn't have a normal face, then it messes with how you view people in general. If not everyone has a face, then how can you think of people? If not everyone looks like you, can you trust them?